from everybody. Tonight, your neighborhood good golf dealer joins the Gulf Oil Companies in presenting another program in this series of reviews, musical comedies, and dramatic shows. All the varied entertainment forms of Hollywood. So welcome all of you to the Motion Picture Star's own program. Welcome to the Gulf Screen Guild Show. With Spring Byington, Edward Everett Horton, Carol Lombard, James Stewart, Oscar Bradley, and Hollywood's favorite master of ceremonies, George Murphy.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another of the Motion Picture Star's own programs, the Gulf Screen Guild Show. Each week, a different type of entertainment presenting a different cast of stars, and all of them written, directed, and acted by the greatest names in the motion picture industry for the benefit of the Motion Picture Relief Fund. Last week, it was a drama. Next week, a review starring Fanny Bryce, Bob Hope, and Martha Ray. Tonight, it's a comedy drama tailored by Tony, directed by Dorothy Arzner, and written by Connie Lee, under the musical direction of Oscar Bradley. Tonight, we meet Carol Lombard as Toni Warren, New York's foremost designer of men's clothes. Her mother, Mrs. Warren, is played by Spring Byington. Edward Everett Horton is heard as Kenneth Pickles, her business manager. And Peter Graham, a Greenwich Village author, is played by James Stewart. Lights. Music. Curtain.
Yes? Oh, yes, Mr. Greenleaf. Oh, a lot more padding in the shoulders? Oh, yes, we'll take care of it. No, we don't put any padding in the hips. No, all right, we'll take care of it, Mr. Greenleaf.
What shall I do about Mr. Ramone's pajamas, Tony?
Send the Mare Express to Honolulu. Yes?
Do Mr. Olson's trousers have 18-inch bottoms, Miss Warren?
20 inches. Tell the switchboard not to send any more calls in here. I'm through.
Why, Tony?
Through for the day, Mother. There aren't any real men anymore. Nothing but strutting peacocks and pants.
Why, Tony, some of our clients are very handsome.
Handsome, yes. But put them in bathing suits and see what they look like. Who squares off their round shoulders? Who fills out their caved-in chest? I do, and I'm sick of it.
Miss Warren?
What's the matter now, Pickles?
Have you seen the latest issue of the Gentleman magazine?
No.
Well, Miss Warren, it's outrageous. It's terrible. Just look at this article by that gigolo of the trade, Michael Barbonnet.
Isn't English, Pickles?
I couldn't... Of course it's in English.
Well, then don't worry. Michael speaks with such an accent, no one will understand a word of it.
Mother, what was the article about?
He titles his slanderous essay, "The Well-Dressed Man Prefers the Clothing of a Man, for a Man, and by a Man."
Oh, but he's got it all wrong. It's of the people, for the people, and by the people. I remember distinctly. Washington, wasn't it?
What else does Michael say, Pickles?
He says,
Was it?
Please, Mrs. Warren, please. He says that red-blooded men have an aversion to being pointed out as the clients of a female dressmaker.
Oh, he said that, did he? In hope that some of my customers will wear his unpressed male sacks. He announces to the world I'm a female.
Oh, I'm afraid that's my fault, Tony. I promised your father a boy. But I was so young at the time. Oh, youth, youth.
Yes, it's too late to correct the mistake now, Mother. Pickles?
What's that?
Where can I find the most atrociously dressed man in New York?
Well, I should say any one of Barbonnet's clients.
Oh, no. Well, you must be an artist, a sculptor, a writer, some undiscovered genius, unknown, unrecognized, uncouth.
Oh, how romantic, Tony.
No, I'll make him successful, and then I'll expose him as a Tony Warren creation.
Oh, an inspiration, a divine inspiration, Miss Warren.
I'll prove it isn't the clothes that make the man. It's Tony Warren who makes the clothes who makes the man.
Who's that by, dear?
By me, Mother. Oh. Pickles, where can I get my man?
Why, someone like that ought to live in Greenwich Village. Miss Warren, I think I know the very spot. Spaghetti Joe's.
Get your coat, Mother. Call a cab, Pickles. We're dining Sub Rosa at Washington Square.
Look, I told you we got a vino and a spaghetti. If you no like a spaghetti, you get a vino. If you no like a vino, you get out.
Now, look here, my good man.
We'll all have spaghetti.
Si, signora, three spaghetti.
Just a minute, waiter. Who's the musician at the piano?
Oh, he's a Peter Graham, signora. But he's no musician. He's a right. All the time he's a right place. But nobody want to read what he's a right. It's too bad.
Will you ask Mr. Graham to join us?
Si, signora, I ask.
Miss Warren.
Yes, Pickles?
You aren't seriously thinking of taking that man for your experiment.
Why not? He's exactly what I want. He's picturesque.
Oh, my word. He's appalling. You can't do it. Look at that. My sneakers, corduroy slacks, a yellow sweater.
But very handsome.
No tie, no coat, no hat.
And so romantic.
Mother, I am not looking for a movie star. I'm getting a guinea pig. He's got heights. He walks well, and if I dress him properly...
Here he comes.
Hello?
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 Well, I guess that sort of cleans up the hellos, doesn't it? The waiter said you wanted to see me.
Yes, sit down, Mr. Graham.
Well, thanks.
This is my mother, Mrs. Warren, and this is Mr. Pickles, and I'm Tony Warren.
Well, not the famous designer of men's clothes.
Yes, and now I have a proposition that might interest you, Mr. Graham. Well, what are you laughing at?
Well, I don't... Nothing. I always thought you wore trousers and smoked a pipe or something.
See here. Mr. Graham, I'll have you understand...
Well, if it isn't old Joe Stinkle from Public School 39. It's a small world.
Really? Really, my good man, you've made a mistake. I'm not Joseph Stinkle.
You are too, Joe Stinkle. You can't kid me.
I certainly am not. My name is Pickles. Pickles, here. There, see? My security, social security card.
No. You're Joe Stinkle.
Are you sure you're not Pickles?
Mother, please.
My dear man, I never saw you before.
So you're giving me the brush off, eh, Joe? Fine thing.
I assure you, I am not Joseph Stinkle. Now go away.
Well, then where is Joe Stinkle?
Why, there is no Joe Stinkle. He doesn't exist. Go away.
Oh, he doesn't exist, huh? What did you do with him?
I didn't do anything with him.
So you killed him. You killed my old pal, Joe Stinkle. You're a murderer, a murderer.
Please.
Really, Pickles, I think we ought to humor him. We were only fooling you. Why, of course, this is Joe Stinkle.
Why, certainly, yes. Of course, I'm Joe Stinkle, yes.
Then where's the $50 you owe me?
I don't owe you any money.
Oh, a waltzer, huh? I'll fix you.
Hey, come on, let's get out here. Here's the side door.
But, Mother.
No, come on.
But, wait a minute.
Never mind.
Where are we going?
Never mind, just keep running.
Wait, will you let go of my arm and stop dragging me around?
Here's the bus. Come on. Come on, catch the rail.
Will you please?
Here, hang on to the rail. You'll break your neck. Now, there. You all right?
Well, what are you, a kidnapper? What about my mother and Pickles?
Oh, they're perfectly safe.
Safe in the middle of a gang fight?
Oh, no, I forgot to tell you. That fella starts a brawl every night by pretending he's drunk and looking for Joe Stinkle. That's all.
You mean it was all a gag?
Yeah. Just atmosphere, you know. Visitors in the village like to get something for their money. Nobody ever gets hurt.
Well, of all the lowdown... Conductor!
Yes, ma'am?
Stop the bus. I'm getting off.
Oh, yes, conductor. We're both getting off.
Then I'm staying on.
Yeah, we'll stay on, bud.
Hey, look, folks, will you please make up your minds? We got a schedule to keep.
All right, start your old bus, but I'll find a seat on the upper deck alone.
Hey, she seems kind of upset.
Yeah, she... Look, I don't know much about girls. How long has it taken to cool off?
Grant's tomb.
Grant's tomb. What?
Grant's tomb. I've been on this run 10 years and I'm an authority. There's something about riding along by the Hudson in the moonlight that breaks down even the most stubborn one.
Oh, it must be awfully late, Peter.
Oh, no. No, but that sign on the Jersey Shore will flash the time in just a minute.
Isn't it funny?
What?
Well, the way things happen, you know, when I got up this morning, I never thought I'd sit on the steps of Grant's tomb and be kissed in the moonlight. Peter?
Yeah?
Look, darling, the sign says 5 after midnight. I've got to go home.
Well, if you do, you'll break the spell. You'll become Tony Warren Incorporated again. You'll forget you were ever riding up Riverside Drive on top of a magic coach with a guy in a yellow sweater.
But Peter, we can't sit here till morning.
Well, why not? Did you ever see those towers when the sun comes up?
Did you?
Yeah, sure. My first morning in New York, I slept the night before on a park bench with a bunch of play manuscripts as a pillow. Yeah, I guess that was all they were good for.
No one liked them, Peter?
Like them? Well, I couldn't even get into manager's offices.
Do you mind if I tell you why?
Look, Tony, darling, you can tell me anything.
Do you know why I asked you to our table?
Oh, yeah, of course, my fatal charm.
No, no, because you were one of the worst dressed men I've ever seen.
Oh, well, thanks.
Now I've hurt your feelings.
Oh, no, no, no. Only, what'd you plan to do? Sort of exhibit me in your window as a horrible example or something?
No, no, I wanted to dress you up and introduce you to the right people, and then if you became a great playwright, I'd say it was all due to my tailors.
Oh, so you were interested in my commercial value.
But Peter, now I'm interested in you, and I want you to be a success. I want to help you, and will you let me?
No. No, we Vermonters don't accept help from strangers.
But I'm not a stranger.
Of course, if you were, no. No, you wouldn't consider that.
Wouldn't consider what?
Well, if you were, no, you wouldn't do that.
Wouldn't do what?
Well, you wouldn't do it. I mean, did you ever think about getting married?
No, why should I?
Well, why shouldn't you?
Because I'm perfectly happy just as I am. I've worked hard, made a place for myself. Why should I give it up just to marry some man?
Well, not some man. You see, I'm the guy who's asking you.
You're asking... You mean Peter, darling, I...
Yeah, sure. Now, look. New York's no good for me. I don't know. I just don't fit. But I got a farm up in Vermont. I want you to go back there with me. Will you, Tony?
I can't, Peter.
Why?
I don't think I'm the kind of a wife you want. I love New York, being somebody. I couldn't live in Vermont. I'd have to wash dishes and get your meals and all the other things. And, well, in 2 weeks I'd go crazy, and darling, so would you.
Well, don't you think that maybe...
No,
maybe
Peter,
if we could...
No, Peter, I'm Tony Warren. I want to stay Tony Warren. I couldn't give it up. I just couldn't give it up.
Oh. Well, I guess it wouldn't work.
No, it wouldn't work, Peter.
No. No, I just wouldn't.
Well, you'd better take me home.
Yeah, I'd better. Steps sure get hard, don't they?
You were right about the spell, Peter, only it's fading before morning.
Yeah. It's late. Oh, here comes a bus. Maybe we'd better get it, huh?
Yes, it doesn't look like a magic coach anymore. It's just a big green bus.
Yeah, it does.
Watch your step, please.
Peter.
Yes, Tony.
We can't let it end this way.
Come on, buddy. You're getting on the bus or staying off?
Look, I guess I could stay in New York.
No, I'll go to Vermont with you.
No, but I couldn't let you do that.
But what can we do?
Make up your mind. The suspense is killing me.
Now, listen, Tony, we'll both give up something. I'll give up Vermont, and you just give me a few hours a day.
Will it work, Peter?
It's got to work. We'll make it work.
You know, we're crazy to try it, but Peter, we'll be happy.
Be happy? Tony, we are happy.
And so is the Fifth Avenue Bus Company, buddy. Service is now resumed.
So the curtain falls on the first act of our comedy, Tailored by Tony, starring Carol Lombard, James Stewart, Spring Byington, and Edward Everett Horton. And now, just a word from John Conte.
Right in your neighborhood, perhaps just around the corner, there is a Gulf station operated by a fellow citizen. He's ready to serve you courteously and promptly with fine automotive products. He maintains a clean, attractive station, and you will find it a pleasure to patronize this local independent businessman. If you are not now using Gulf products and enjoying good Gulf service, we hope you'll stop at the sign of the orange disc the next time you need gasoline or motor oil. We know you'll like the many free services, and better still, we know you'll like the way your car performs with good Gulf products.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the curtain is about to rise on the second act of the comedy drama, Tailored by Tony, starring Carol Lombard, James Stewart, Spring Byington, and Edward Everett Horton. Lights. Music. Curtain.
Oh, how does Miss Warren ever cook anything in this kitchen? Good heavens, the cauliflower. Quick, put some water on the cauliflower.
Oh, where's the sprinkling can?
Oh, no, the cauliflower. It's in a pan. It's on the stove.
Oh, how stupid. It'll never grow there. It's much too hot.
Really? Really, Mrs. Warren, would you please get out of the kitchen? How can I get dinner if you... Oh, don't. Please, don't try to bone the anchovies.
I'll help you, Pickles. I can do the most surprising things with practically nothing at all.
I'll take your word for that.
Mother! Pickles! Woo!
In here, Tony. Pickles is helping me get dinner.
Helping?
Am I late? Has Peter come home yet?
No, Miss Warren, he hasn't. Thank heaven you've come. If your mother doesn't stay out of the kitchen, well...
hush, Pickles. Tony... Is Peter always this late? I should think on his anniversary.
Don't worry, darling. He'll be home tonight. You know, he's awfully busy with his play. It opens in 3 weeks.
That's right. And I do hope it's a success so he can pay for the clothes we've loaned him.
Who's playing the lead?
Anne Prentice.
Oh, really? Well, I imagine you won't be seeing much of Peter during the rehearsals.
No, but I can't complain. He has his career. I have mine. That was our agreement.
Of course, of course. An ideal arrangement.
Excuse me. I'll be right back. Hello?
Hello, darling. Look, I won't be able to get home for dinner. You don't mind, do you?
No. No, of course not. Only it was last night and the night before, too. Peter, this is our...
Yeah, but I've got to go over some changes in the second act with Anne Prentice, and she lives way up on 86th Street.
Oh, I see. Well, of course, that's very important.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, I'll see you tomorrow, darling. Goodbye.
Bye.
Was that Peter, Tony?
Yes, we don't need to wait dinner for him. He doesn't know when he'll be home. More coffee? Coffee.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Is the morning paper as interesting as usual?
I guess so.
What's the weather?
Weather? I don't know. Let's see. Well, it's fair and warmer, sir. Why?
Some friends asked me to run up to Saratoga to the races. You don't mind?
No. I won't be home anyway. Anne Prentice wants me out in Long Island. It's rewrites in the second act.
That second act should be a wow.
Yeah, well, I've got a rush. I'll see you later, darling. So long.
So long.
Author of Summer's End, now in rehearsal, can be seen nightly at the Sky Room in company with Anne Prentice, star of the show and rumored to be... Summer's End by Peter Graham was a flopperoo at the Washington tryout last night. Rewrites may help, but our Beau Brummel Graham is the glamorous Anne Prentice on a heart-to-heart cover.
Peter Graham-Tony Warren partnership is rumored close to the rocks. Graham's play opens at the Imperial Theater, New York, next Tuesday night. And advance reports are...
So nice of you to come backstage, Miss Warren.
Oh, thank you, Miss Prentice. I believe you've met my mother and Mr. Pickles.
Yes, how do you do?
Oh, yes, we've met. How do you do? Hello, Peter.
Hello. A nice opening, wasn't it?
Oh, beautiful. We had such lovely seats, Peter.
Didn't we? So comfortable. Oh, so comfortable. I almost napped a couple of times.
It was so thoughtful of you to remember us, Peter.
Oh, that's all right. Did you think the audience was a little cold?
Why, yes, it seemed as though every one of them had a cold. They coughed and sneezed all through the last act.
Did you like the play, Miss Warren?
Oh, yes, indeed. It was splendid and deep, too.
Oh, wasn't it? Wasn't it deep? Yes, I should say it was positively abysmal. What was the second act about, Peter?
Oh, what does it matter, Pickles? It's all make-believe anyway. I did think the music between the acts was delightful, Peter. Simply delightful.
Oh, thanks very much. I didn't write that.
Oh, too bad.
Anne was swell, wasn't she, Tony?
Oh, yes, she was. Well, that second and gown of yours was really a triumph, Miss Prentice.
Oh, thank you. So sweet of you, darling.
Yes, indeed. It looked lovely on you, Miss Prentice. Positively lovely. The moment you walked on the stage, the audience knew you were George's mother.
I play George's wife, Mr. Pickles, not his mother.
Oh, imagine that. Well, isn't that stupid? Oh, these managers. Why, you're perfect. You're perfect for the mother.
You know, Pickles will have his little joke. You mustn't take him seriously, Miss Prentice.
No, of course not. It's very funny. Well, did you think the critics went for it, Tony?
Went for it? Oh, of course they did.
Oh, yes, Peter, I counted four. They went for something after the first act and never came back.
Well, maybe it was over their heads, you know. You can't give them such good stuff.
No, they don't appreciate fine writing, Peter.
Where was that? You mean in the program? Oh, yes, that was an excellent article on tropical fish.
Well, suppose we all toast the success of Peter's play. Oh, that'd be nice, don't you think so, Tony?
Oh, yes, wonderful.
You get the glasses, Peter, darling.
Oh, sure, honey.
Thank you, precious. Miss Warren?
Please. Oh, that's plenty, dear.
And you, Mrs. Warren?
Oh, thank you, darling. Ah, that's enough, dear.
Mr. Pickle?
Yes, honey. Now, I mean, Miss Prentice, yes, that's sufficient. Oh, thank you so much.
Peter, sweet, will you... Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I'm so sorry, darling. I hope I haven't ruined your suit.
No, that's all right. It doesn't matter. I never liked this suit.
Pardon me, you what?
I said I didn't like the suit.
That's what I thought you said.
Well, so what?
So that settles it.
Well, settles what?
I'm fed up with this sweetheart and darling routine. Let's take our hair down and say what we really think.
Miss Warren.
Shut up.
Now, wait a minute. Don't tell her to shut up.
Then don't say you don't like the suit I made for
Well,
you.
I don't like the suit.
You don't like anything about the suit.
No, I don't even like the buttons.
Nor the buttonhole.
I hate buttonholes.
Well, that's just fine. I can fix it for you.
Well, wait. Look at all that
Maybe
suit.
Maybe the tails are too long.
But, Tony, what are you,
and
crazy?
And the tails.
Get out. Get out.
Well, look, somebody do
you know,
something.
Maybe the waist is too
small. Get out or I'll call the police.
We're getting out. Only I've got one thing to say first.
Nah, I'll say it for you. We're finished.
You're darn right we're finished.
I don't know why we ever got married anyway.
I second the motion. You're a clothes horse, a stuffed shirt, and your play is a flop.
All right. Can you think of anything else?
Sure, but I'll put it on a poster card from Reno. Oh, is that you, Pickles? The two bags in the hall are ready, but... Oh.
Hello.
Hello, Peter.
I'm not butting in on anything, am I?
No, I just came up to get some things before the apartment was closed.
Yeah. That's what I came up for, too.
Well, just go right ahead.
Sure, I won't bother you. I could come back.
No,
you know,
I'm almost finished. Things are pretty dusty.
Yeah, they aren't, I think. You know, I had some shirts here someplace.
In the bottom drawer of the bureau.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The bottom drawer. You go right on with your packing now. Don't let me hold you up.
Well, I am in a hurry. My train leaves in an hour.
Mm-hmm. Look, Tony, have you seen my slippers?
Yes, they're under the bed.
Where? I don't see them.
On your side?
Oh, yeah. My side. Funny me looking over there, wasn't it? Guess maybe it was because I always used to stop on that side to kiss you goodnight.
Yes. Oh, the snake plant. I don't know what to do with that.
Oh, yeah. What are we going to do about that? That it certainly needs water, doesn't it? Remember the night we got that? Went down to the dime store to buy a lot of pots and pans and gadgets. It certainly is a silly-looking thing, isn't it?
No, it isn't. It's beautiful.
I know. Whoever saw an elephant with a plant growing out of his back? But you said the elephant was good luck in the house.
No, we named him Jumbo. You won't give it to the janitor.
Oh, no. But, Tony, look, I think you ought to have Jumbo. After all, I bought him for you.
All right. I'll take him with me.
To Reno?
Well, why not? Is there anything wrong in that?
No. Well, that's swell.
Well, I guess I've got everything.
You sure?
Yes. Bye, Tony. Peter.
Goodbye, and I wish you luck.
I wish you luck, too.
Oh, Jumbo.
Oh, I dropped him. Oh, Peter, he's broken. Everything's broken. You, me, us, everything.
Oh, Tony, now don't, please. Listen to me, Tony. I love you. I'll always love you.
Peter.
Look, Jumbo can be fixed. Just a little glue, he'll be okay. And we can be fixed, too, Tony, honest. A little understanding, a little forgiveness. Well, we'll never be able to tell where the break was.
Peter, do we dare try it again?
Look, Tony, did you keep my yellow sweater?
Yeah, and the sneakers.
Hey, you were right about my play. Oh, wasn't that awful?
Well, you can write another.
I could in Vermont.
Oh, I love Vermont. You know, I'm tired of New York. I'm tired of being Tony Warren. Peter, I just want to be your wife.
Forever and ever.
Forever and ever.
Just you and me.
You and me and Jumbo. God bless him.
now, before the cast takes their curtain call, just a word from John Conti.
Thank you, George. Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you've enjoyed tonight's Gulf Screen Guild show. The Gulf Oil Companies and your independent good Gulf dealers who bring you this program want to give you tops in radio entertainment, just as it has always been the Gulf policy to give you tops in service and in products. Take Gulf Nonox ethyl gasoline, for instance. Gulf Nonox has the highest anti-knock rating available to the American motorist. Gulf Nonox is just what its name implies, a really knock-proof motor fuel. It ends that pinging, chattering sound that you hear in your motor when you accelerate rapidly or drive up a hill. And when you eliminate motor knocks, you also eliminate an important cause of motor trouble and therefore repair bills. So try a tank full of Gulf Nonox ethyl. We hope you'll like the performance of this outstanding knock-proof gasoline, just as we hope you've enjoyed the performance of the outstanding film stars that we bring you in these Gulf Screen Guild shows.
Thank you, Oscar Bradley, and thank you, John Conti. And special thanks to Spring Byington, Edward Everett Horton, Carol Lombard, and James Stewart for your swell performances here tonight.
Well, thank you very much, and good night, George.
Good night, Eddie.
Good night, George.
Good night, Spring.
Cut on. So long, too, George. It was a lot of fun. You know, George, I wish I could look like one of those arrow-collared fellas, you know, but my clothes just don't seem to hang right on me, you know?
Oh, you're just self-conscious, Jimmy.
No, not at all. Now, look at this. Now, that's a good piece of material. I feel it. That's okay. But there's just something wrong with it, you know?
Oh, you don't like it, huh?
No.
Well, you know, Jimmy, I think I can fix it for you.
Oh, no, you don't. Oh, wait
well,
a minute.
Well, come back here. I won't do anything.
Oh, no,
I promise
I'm not taking any chances. Come on, so long, George.
So long, Jimmy. Now, there you are, Carol. To see what you've done, you scared Jimmy away.
Well, George, as I was saying...
Oh, no, you don't. No, I like my suit fine. It's wonderful. It's paid for, free and clear, no liens. There's nothing wrong with it. I like it.
No, George, what I really wanted to say was that you've been a grand host.
Oh, thank you, Carol.
And speaking for the rest of the cast, we've loved working just as much as we've enjoyed listening to your Sunday evenings to our friends and other Screen Guild shows.
Thank you, Carol, and it was swell of you to be here. Grand show. Next week, same time, same station. The good Gulf dealer in your neighborhood joins the Gulf Oil Companies in welcoming you to another Gulf Screen Guild show with a review starring Fanny Bryce, Bob Hope, and Martha Ray. Until then, this is George Murphy saying thank you for the motion picture industry and for the Gulf Oil Companies. And good night.
We are grateful to MGM for George Murphy, for Jimmy Stewart, who has just finished Ice Follies of 1939. Carol Lombard may now be seen in the Selznick release, Made for Each Other. This is John Conti speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.